Truth Wins team. Oh, it's a bright and sunny day today. We love nice weather, so we're enjoying it while it's here. Uh-oh, two minds.
Two minds. What is that?
What is that? Well, let's see. Well,
are we supposed to have two minds, or are we supposed to have one mind?
I don't know.
I think we're supposed to have one mind. Mind set on the glory of God, His Word, and His Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. So let's start with our prayer, and then we'll jump into our
lesson. Yes, we love the Lord with all our hearts. We thank you, Father, Elohim, for the blessing of the Lord. He is strong in our lives. We walk as kings in life by Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. He is the creator of the universe. He's creating our life to be like His. And we are more than conquerors when we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. We know the voice and we know the word of God that permeates our being, that we walk as kings in life by Christ Jesus. We're blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the field, blessed in the city. Whatsoever we do shall prosper, for we are doers of the words of the heavenly word of God. In Jesus' name. We all said, amen.
Amen. Well, we're glad to have everyone here. It appears we're getting new viewers. We have quite a few more from Singapore.
Amen.
So we're always amazed when we look at the map, like, oh, look at there's. That was like the bell ringing, woo, for all the increase in people. So we thank you for liking and subscribing and telling other people about us. We like if you comment on what you'd like to learn, if you have any questions, you have any prayer requests. Oh, and you'll see our topic is two minds. Well, we're going through the book of James rather slowly. We started last week and we did a little bit, which was telling us to count it all joy when we have trials, knowing that it'll work out and we'll have patience, let it have its perfect work. So,
amen. We know that the future is good. So
right.
We have joy in the Lord as our strength.
Right. So let's see what God wants to teach us now from the book of James. Because we know James was the brother of Jesus. And so
right.
Let's see what he's learned from Jesus living with him all his life.
We thank you, Father, for the word of God. James 1:6-8. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Right, so we want
to, amen.
We want to be sure that when we're praying that we don't become double-minded. And what would that be? It'd be
unbelief?
It's really what you're saying, because we know with quantum and what the Bible says, if you say, and believe, that's what happens. Well, we're going to kind of give you an example of what happens. Like, it's going to be a short video, and you'll get to see it. It'll pop up in a minute. And we're kind of going to describe what's happening a little bit before, but you can see it. God is always ready for us to come to Him, but we have to come using the Word of God and our faith with the Word of God. But if then we look at our bank account and we then start whining we don't have enough money to pay our bills, then we're not using the Word of God.
Yeah, we're in unbelief.
And so we're going to kind of show you, because Jesus always liked to use kind of parables of science, because we can see God in science, the laws of God, what happens. So I'm going to try this. This is a new event for me to be filming, so we'll see what happens as we test it out. Well,
yeah.
So here we see this is a magnet, and this is
portraying
God, and He's set and ready to roll to you if you say the correct words. He's all prepared. You draw near Him, He'll draw near you. So here's you saying the right words. Well, let's see what happens. As you say God's words, what happens? God draws directly
right,
to you.
Right, and it comes to fruition.
Now you've turned and you're gone.
And you're unbelieving.
And so then what happens?
God
pushes away. So that, the end of that, like, so we see that. That's kind of an example. That's magnets, obviously. They have opposite forces, make them either draw together or draw apart. And we want to be using the God's word and have God's divine power drawn. So when we took our example of the quantum, when we put in all the things potentially that we don't want, but we add the God particle, would be God's word and our faith and belief, what comes out at the end is the answer to our prayer, which is what we want.
And God's word is never void.
For example, I've been reading a lot lately about testimonies of healing, and I wanted to share a healing that we experienced. A while back, we had a young girl living with us, and she had some dental problems, and she went to the dentist, and they needed to pull some teeth, and then we took her to the orthodontist because her teeth were very crooked and made her not look so beautiful. And while we were there, they were concerned that something showed up in the x-ray, so they sent us to a specialist. And the specialist, we were there for a long time. We went in, we waited. They took x-rays of her whole head, jaw, everything. And we came out and sat, and then they said, oh, we think something went wrong. Although, mind you, the room was full of people going in and out, constantly having their x-rays done with no problem. So she went back and had them all done again, and they came up with the same problem, which appeared to be cancer in her jaw. So we were referred to a specialist, and the specialist, in between there, we also had another young man living in our home for a season, and he was healed of asthma. He used to have to walk around with an inhaler, and God healed him. I was healed of long-term allergies I'd had my whole life. It was just like people were being healed. We were connecting with God. We weren't being double-minded. So we prayed, and she went to this specialist, and they said, we want to re-x-ray and get a better look. You know, this is a big problem. And they went in and took an x-ray, and there was nothing there.
Right. We cast our care upon the Lord. We prayed the prayer of faith, and it came to fruition.
Right. So then they went and said, oh, it must have been
a problem with the film.
The film. But I still have the film, and you can see it in it. And when she went back to the specials, it was gone.
So God miraculously destroyed the works of the devil.
But what I'm pointing to is the double-mindedness. We were never double-minded. No matter what they said, we'd go, no, she's healed. It said long ago, when Jesus died 2,000 years ago, you're healed by his stripes. And so there
right.
you have.
We use Matthew 6:33.
Right.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The righteousness of God will be added unto us.
Right. So what we just saw, like when you say the right thing, God draws near to you. When you say the wrong thing, you're being double-minded and you will not get the answer to your prayer.
We call those things that are truthful, the word of God, into our lives. We don't repeat and try to bring the negative, the things that aren't right in the physical to manifest, because the Spirit of God is above all that, and it will manifest the Spirit of God in the physical.
And what I would say to you is, I would suggest, if you're wanting healing, go get a book. You can find them, I'm sure, on Amazon or at your library. Start reading about people's healings
on the internet.
I've been reading about people's healings that are documented, like with doctors, multiple peer review studies of their healing, and it just builds your faith. You know,
right.
What the Bible says is true, but that just helps you build more faith.
Yeah, it edifies your faith.
So we'll go on to our next thing.
Says Hebrews 11:1-3. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
Right, so there,
amen.
There we're seeing the world was framed by the word of God, and so our world will be framed by the word of God. We're saying it. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Yeah, we're calling those things that be not as though they were.
And then they manifest. So it's, for example, recently it appears that a lot of people have gotten sick. I could feel like, oh, you can feel when it's trying to attempt and be on you. And I just sat I call it taking your gospel. I said, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
And don't let the devil try to infiltrate, the non-truth.
But then I also said, Jesus bore our infirmities and diseases on the cross. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. So if you write some down and you just have them on a card, or you put them in your phone, or you put them on your refrigerator, and when you feel the point of which you're thinking of getting double-minded, where you want to go, oh, I'm getting sick, I'm really feeling horrible, and as you can see, I'm not, because that was this week. It just didn't happen. I did not get sick.
Amen.
So you can't be double-minded. You can't let your body say to you, well, I'm feeling this. Why are you saying that? You just stick to the Word of God.
You just need to do what Padre Pio said.
Practice the presence
of God. Walk all the time thinking of Jesus, thinking of His Word, because Jesus is the Word. So you the Holy Spirit will guide you in what you say if you seek first the kingdom of God.
Well, what I'm saying is not that the physical realm isn't yelling at you. I'm not saying it's not there. I'm not pretending it's not there. What I'm saying is the Word of God supersedes the physical realm.
Yeah, when Jesus walked by the fig tree, the tree was yelling at Jesus, going, "Nah, I'm not going to give you any fruit." And he said, "Well, nobody will ever eat fruit of you again." And the next day they went by and they were amazed that the fig tree was dying for the roots up. It was just wilting.
So let's see what we've got next in our fun study.
Says Mark 11:23. Wow, Mark 11:23. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, and believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Jesus said that.
Right.
That's Jesus' quote. Yeah.
So that's why we have to watch what we say. We need to... Because it says when you're double-minded, the problem is if you're, in a sense, you're confusing your angels and everything else, that because we have ministering angels that are sent to perform things for us. So if you're out of one side, say, God supplies all my needs, and then you go, oh my gosh, I can't pay my bank payment. And the angels are going, are we supposed to try to bring in the blessing to him, or are we supposed to let him not pay his bill? So you can't be going back and forth, because the quantum shows us what we say. God even said what we say is what will happen. And I'm going to go to our next thing and see what we have as a surprise.
It says Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
Right.
Wow.
Right. So we have power in our tongue. And the power that we have is really the Word of God. Because Jesus, we know, right before he died in Matthew and in Mark, he gave the power to the believer to use. So it's not really us doing it. We've been assigned. It's kind of like, I always like the example of the guy stopping us because we have a lot of road construction. He really doesn't have the power to stop
He holds up his little authority of the word, the law, and when he puts his hand up, the law is saying stop.
Right, so we have authority the same way. When sickness goes to come upon us, we say stop. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. And when we say we're redeemed from the curse, and we go, we've given and it'll be given unto us. So we know God will take care of us. God supplies all our needs.
That's why we put on the whole armor of God. Because when we put on the whole armor of God, it's Ephesians 6:21, I think. Our loins are girded with truth, our breastplate of righteousness. We have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the helmet of salvation. And we have the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts. And we have the sword of the Spirit, the double-edged sword that discerns between the marrow and the bone. And when you're walking in all that, you are, the everything has to succumb to your words, because you are God, and God is flowing through you, speaking out of your mouth, calling those things that be not as though they were, calling the truth into existence, into the physical. And we have that as body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Amen. Everybody said amen, because we all getting that revelation. We are powerful because God has given us the, he's delegated that to us to do. We're not waiting for God to do things. God's waiting on us to catch the knowledge, the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, revelation of who we are. And we walk as kings in life by Christ Jesus.
Right, and not be double-minded.
Well, and not be double. We walk as kings because we are not double-minded. We know the voice and we know the word of God.
Well, so let's go to our next.
God, the creator of the universe.
Right, so I'm going to click for a second because I'm not sure if it's here, and if not, then I'll click right back. Oh, there it is. I thought we had this.
Jesus walking on the water. That was my vision
right.
from God.
And what this is about double-mindedness. If we look at this picture, it could have been this is the picture in the Bible, but instead what happened was Peter saw Jesus walking on the water and says, if you call me to come, and Peter got out.
And Jesus said, come.
Right, and Peter got out and had his eyes on Jesus, but then he became double-minded and took his eyes off and saw the storm and became unbelieving and afraid and began to sink. So this is our vision. You can tell what your
vision
is. Well,
what I'm saying is God's kind of implied to me that really what should have happened is he didn't take his eyes off of Jesus, as we do as born again Christians and are full of the Holy Spirit and full of the Word of God. We walk as kings because we, and Jesus is not a respecter. He's a respecter of faith and his word. So if he said, come, he said, come to all 12 disciples. And they all should have got out of the boat, said, me too. And then you say, come. They all would have walked in the water as Jesus did, and they were, and we all know that they were translated to the shore immediately after they, if they had all gotten out of the Bible, out of the boat, and the boat was falling behind them, as you can see in my picture, and they all immediately translated to the shore, and they would have walked onto the shore.
I always like it. We have this picture hanging in our office, and it's a reminder to keep your eyes. Don't be double-minded. Be single-minded. Look at Jesus. Jesus says, come. Then what do? You come.
And we're working. We're looking. Where is it? We're looking at Jesus. There it is. Jesus. That's a photograph of Jesus.
Right. That's from the shroud. So that's what Jesus looks like.
That's a real photograph of Jesus, the creator of the universe.
Right. There's four places in the world that have museums from the shroud, through the Catholic Church, and one of them happens to be near us, so that we got this picture. So we actually know what Jesus. It's a negative because it was
a negative on the linen cloth,
right?
The face covering and all that,
right? But what I will go back to our picture. That's a picture I created. It's an original that I created, and it was from his vision of everybody getting out of the boat. He always said, "I want a picture of it. I want a picture of it." And I finally
called those things that be not as though they were, and it came to fruition.
Picture of it. So
she did a great job.
So we're going to say we have one mind. We have the mind of Christ, and we have his authority. We have his mind. So as we know when the trial comes, we count it joy because we're sticking with God.
We are more than conquerors.
And it says life and death in the power of the tongue, so we know what we say. God says, what I hear you say, I'll do. So we know you'll be blessed this week. You're saying the right things. You're doing the right things. And we remember our thing is truth.
Truth wins.
And we'll...
Truth always wins.
We'll see you next week. We thank you for liking.
Amen. We love you.
Like and subscribe. And also tell other people so we keep... We want to see the whole globe lit up with dots.
Amen. That'd be so cool.
It is spreading around, and we want it to just keep
spreading.
Singapore and Mongolia and New Zealand. We have it around lots of places. We have it in Europe. We have it in Sweden. We have it in Spain, Canada, Mexico.
Yeah. Maybe even in Venezuela now.
Yeah, so we're hoping. Yeah, we have a lot of Spanish speaking people. Our Wi-Fi's in Spanish.
Right.
It's a great way if you.
And in Japanese.
We have it in Japanese, Japan. We have a lot of listeners, and the good thing is the Wi-Fi part we're doing in their language, and it's really meant maybe more for not necessarily believers yet. It's showing them if they look to nature and science, you can't help but find God. If you think you're not going to, it's just, there's so many things you go like, no, there wasn't just a big bang and all that happened. Like, for example, I was reading, I think it's the oddest thing, that bears hibernate and they give birth to babies when
they're hibernating
and they nurse the babies and they clean up after the babies. But they have no bowel movement the whole time they're in there, so the cave is
for
months. It just stops. Yet they can produce enough milk to feed the babies. And if you just say, oh, well, yeah, the Big Bang happened and it all happened that way. It's like, it's easier to believe a God thought all this
up. That's a pipe dream.
Yeah,
Big
God
Bang.
Was a creator that figured out to have the bears have the babies while they're hibernating. So when winter ends, the babies are no longer teeny tiny and they're able to go out and forage and live on. So with that, we go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God for the bears.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
For the bears, the tigers, and the dogs.
Truth wins.
Truth wins. Bye.